AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, you have such a nice audience.
Elizabeth, they're a wonderful audience. Yeah. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on creating what I think everyone is going to enjoy as not just a heartfelt film, but a film that, in more ways than most, feels completely apt for these times.
Ooh. My character, Joy, seeks out an abortion when her life is in danger, and it's life or death for her. And this is a woman who never thought she'd seek out abortion care. And
right.
When she gets there, it's in 1968 Chicago. Abortion is illegal. This is pre-Roe versus Wade. And she meets a collective of women called the Janes. These mm-hmm. are real-life women. So the story is based on a real-life group, the Jane Collective of Chicago, who provided abortion care, abortion health care, to nearly 11,000 women in the late 60s before abortion was legal in Illinois, in Chicago.
It's a story about bravery in the face of everything that stands against you, because in the story, you know, we meet a woman who's living like a cookie cutter life.
Yes.
You know, your character's just like, she's living her life. She comes from a conservative family, but we don't really talk about that. And it's almost not about the politics per se, but it's about how society was oppressing women at this time.
Yeah.
And what feels, again, pertinent to this moment is seeing her not just fight for herself, but for every other woman who needs to have an abortion and can't afford it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I'm pro-abortion, and I like to tell people who aren't pro-abortion that I'm fighting for them to have that abortion that they don't know they need yet.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll fight for your daughter and your wife and your mom. Don't worry.
It really is a powerful story, though, because, you know, this is what gets me about the film is you think, first of all, you would think this film was made now. That's the first thing. You started planning this and you filmed this how long ago?
Well, I first read the script nearly 3 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, we had the pandemic, and we finally got to make it, get Sigourney Weaver in to be this amazing activist.
She really is phenomenal.
Yeah, amazing. And, you know, I think at the time, we knew that there were what we call abortion deserts in America, which are areas where abortion was so inaccessible mm-hmm. that basically people were living in a time that was like pre-Roe. And this film really presents the dangerous, often desperate situations that pregnant people found themselves in when they didn't want to be pregnant. And, you know, we all know that abortion bans don't ban, you know, they don't solve abortion, because as long as there have been pregnant people, there will be people that don't want to be pregnant. And this film reminds us that their safety matters, right? That we can recenter women and the healthcare that they need and make sure that it's safe for them. And safety relies on legality,
mm-hmm,
frankly.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the time that we are now talking about. It was 1968 in the movie, but it's today in 14 states.
It also showed a side of the conversation that is necessary but painful at the same time. You know, the film isn't flippant when it comes to talking about abortion.
Yeah.
You know, there's the scene, for instance, where we're in the room. We're seeing a lot of what the procedure is. We're seeing the pain. we're seeing what the woman goes through. And I wanted to know why you felt it was so important to have that in the story. Some would gloss over it. Some would say, oh, no, we don't want to put that in because it makes it complicated. But it felt like it was kept in for that reason.
You know, one in four women, American women, have an abortion. So it's a pretty common practice. Mm-hmm. And there's this mythology, there's this lie, frankly, that anti-abortion activists will say, which is that abortion can kill you. And that is simply not true. Abortion is very, very, it's safer than getting your wisdom teeth out. It's safer than a colonoscopy. So the Janes didn't lose a single life. They performed 11,000 abortions, didn't lose a single life. And so I think partly why we wanted to put the procedure in was just to normalize it, you know, just to destigmatize the entire process and to show you that she was fine after and went and had spaghetti.
Right. It's just like it's a procedure that somebody is having to have autonomy over their lives.
Yeah.
You also choose to have many funny moments in the film, which somebody wouldn't think at first. You know, if I said to you, oh, there's this film and it's about abortion, and it's about, people go like, oh, wow, this is going to be a very serious film. And it is serious. But there are so many moments where you find yourself like laughing out loud as well,
really
laughing out loud in a human way. You know, that also feels very intentional. Why not just have it be very drab and dull?
I think we all felt like the way to depoliticize this whole thing, which has become so politicized, is to remind people about the stories, right? These are real people's lives that these politicians are messing with. You know, these are real women who have hopes and dreams or already have kids for whatever reason are making the decision to seek out abortion health care.
Right.
And regular real women, they have fun too. You know, they laugh too.
I love that. Like the humans, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're all human. You know, my rule about this character was I just said I don't want to cry after, because she's so relieved after her abortion. She chooses her life. It's a very life-affirming decision for her. She's not particularly tortured over it. She's already a mom, and her pregnancy is threatening her life, and she wants to stay alive to be a mom to her daughter. And because she suddenly realizes when she's faced with life or death, wow, I have so much more life to live. I have so many things to do. Shit, I got a list I got to get through, you know? And she's really has a real awakening, a political awakening, an emotional awakening. And I love that for the character. I mean, total right turn in her life.
Right.
You know?
It's a change in direction, because it's a moment where, you know, we don't want to spoil it for everyone, but it's just that key moment where somebody realizes their life is at risk. They need to have this procedure, and then they have to fight to basically save their own life. It's a powerful one. I feel like you're one of the more perfect people to tell this story. No, because of what you represent. You know, you've been a champion of women in all fields, whether it's business, whether it's film. You know, people have come up to you and they've gone like, you create some of the funniest films for women to act in. You're funny behind the camera. You're funny when it comes to the writing. And what I loved is something that you said recently, which was, everyone will say to you, or many people will say, oh, it's powerful that you're doing this, because you're doing this to show that women can do it and you make films for the women. You said something to the effect of, well, I make films because I like making films and I am a woman and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
What do you think people miss sometimes about a woman doing any type of job that they just want to do?
You know, well, do we have 3 hours? I mean, that's like a deep question. You know, I think there's a lot. Roe, for me, I'll speak to it in terms of the film right now, which was when the Dobbs decision is a decision that overturned Roe v. Wade that came down this summer. When it happened, I felt foundationally like less of a free person than I did the day before.
Oof.
And so when you live in a society where your human rights can be taken away from you, you're kind of a second-class citizen. And when you're considered a second-class citizen, everybody thinks, well, how does a second-class citizen get to direct a Hollywood movie?
Wow.
Like, it's that deep.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's the way, it's that...
There are people that are
entitled to do things, and then there are women who have to fight to do things.
Right. Almost, you're lucky. It's
you're
like,
lucky
how did you
if
do
you
it?
Get to do it.
Well, you're not lucky. You're amazing. You're truly one of the funniest people I know, and the film is amazing. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
me again.
Friend.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. Elizabeth, thanks, everybody. Make sure to check out the film. It's going to be in theaters everywhere you watch movies.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.